Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Welcome to today's Kartik Inspirations. I'm really enjoying to talk about Vrindavan miracles because for me personally, miracles show that there is Radha and Krishna who care for us here in this earthly plane. Good. Today we hear about a young man who on the day of his marriage decided, no, I will not take to the life of a grihastha, a worldly man. I will go to Vrindavan. When he arrived on the banks of the Yamuna, he wondered, will I receive guidance how to live my spiritual life? And yes, a saintly Vaishnava came and initiated him in the 10-syllable mantra. But then, almost like we hear Gop Kumar story in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the saintly Vaishnava disappeared and left his new student without further instructions. When this young man asked other sadhus, they asked, well, what's your sampradaya? What's your lineage? But when he didn't know, they said, sorry, we can't initiate you or instruct you, because you need to get instructions that are in line with your initiation. So this young man felt his life was not worth living. The sadhus were not willing to associate with him. So one day, in great desperation, he tied a large Govardhan Shila around his neck and jumped into Radha Kund with a desire to give up his life. As he sank down in these golden greenish sacred waters, someone came and untied the Shila and then put a tulasi leaf in the hand. When the young man surfaced, he looked into his hand where there was a tulasi leaf with the name of Sri Radha on it. Srimati Radharani had personally saved him. Of course, the news spread like wildfire. He was now accepted in the association or in the society of the saintly people, because Radha had taken personally care of him. He got a name called Madhusudan Das Babaji and was very much honored. He had a beautiful aura and was very strict in his sadhana. Now one day, Srimati Radharani, again, this time in her full form, appeared to Madhusudan Das Babaji and directed him to excavate a large rock from Suya Kund. That's a sacred river, a sacred pond on the bank of this pond. She had once placed her crown, her jewelry and her veil before going into the kund, and these things had left their imprints in the stone. Madhusudan Das Baba found this stone because of being directed by Radha there, and installed it in the wall of his bhajan kutir, where one can see it up to this very day. It is said that when we come or associate, even only in hearing, with these great souls, our chanting will get new life. It will be infused with some of their potency, some of their purity, and even some of the mercy which they received. You can go today to the Bhajan Kutir of Madhusudan Das at the banks of Suryakund and see this amazing stone, and you can feel encouraged, yes, that Radha cares. I wish you all the best and hope to see you very soon here again for the next Kartik Inspirations.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama.